Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the powerful guide that can guide us through life's ups and downs, feeding your faith. Let's get into it. Rather, you define faith as belief in a higher power, a trust in the universe, or a deep conviction in yourself and your abilities. It's a vital source of strength, hope, and resilience. This episode isn't about pushing any particular religious doctrine on you. It's about exploring the universal human experience of faith, understanding its benefits, and providing practical tools for cultivating a stronger sense of belief in something greater than ourselves. So we're going to get real and raw about the doubts and challenges that can test our faith and choose to actively nurture, strengthen, and our connections to whatever gives us hope and meaning. We'll explore what faith truly means, discuss common obstacles that can weaken our belief, and get into actionable strategies for nourishing and strengthening our faith in our daily lives. We'll be honest about the times when faith feels difficult or distant, but also celebrate the immense peace, comfort, and strength that comes with deep and abiding belief. So let's unpack this. What is faith really? It's more than just blind belief. It's about trust, believing in something even when you can't see the outcome. It's about hope, maintaining a positive outlook even in the face of adversity. It's about conviction, having a strong belief and something that gives your life meaning and purpose. It's about connection, feeling a sense of belonging to something larger than yourself. It's about resilience, finding strength and comfort in your belief during challenging times. So let's reflect on that. What are some common obstacles that can weaken our faith? I know a few. Let's talk about doubt and uncertainty. Questioning our beliefs or feelings, unsure about the future. Difficult life experiences, they can cause a lack of faith. Facing hardship, loss, or suffering that can challenge our faith. And here's another one. Negative influences, spending time with people who are cynical or dismissive of your faith. And finally, lack of spiritual practice, not engaging in activities that nurture our connection to the divine or our inner selves. So I want to uncover and unpack some practical strategies for feeding your faith. The first strategy is prayer or meditation. I do them both faithfully. Spending time in quiet reflection or communication with a higher power. Allow yourself to go there spiritually through prayer or meditation. The second strategy is study and reflection. Reading sacred texts, spiritual literature, or engaging in other forms of spiritual study. Spending time in nature, connecting with the natural world, can foster a sense of awe and wonder. Love that one. Another strategy is connecting with a faith community. Practicing in religious services or connecting with others who share your beliefs. Another great strategy is acts of service, acts of kindness. Helping others can strengthen your connection to humanity and a higher power. Another strategy is journaling and self-reflection. Exploring your thoughts, feelings, and experiences in a journal can deepen your self-awareness and connection to your inner self. So another strategy, gratitude. We talk about this often in several episodes. Gratitude is simply focusing on the blessings in your life that can strengthen your faith and cultivate a more positive outlook. Another strategy is surrounding yourself with positive and very supportive people. I love this. I do this often. My circle is very small, it's very tight, and it's close-knit, but it's very cultivated with positive and supportive people. So spending time with people who uplift and inspire you can strengthen your faith, for sure. And understand that faith is a journey, not a destination. It's about cultivating a relationship with the divine or with your inner self, a relationship that grows and deepens and blossoms over time. So reflect on that. Let it sink in. Faith is believing in what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Faith is the fuel that ignites the human spirit. It propels us forward when circumstances try to pull us back. Whispers, keep going, when the world shouts, give up, and shines light in the darkest moments. Yet the kind of faith that can move mountains, defy odds, and achieve the impossible. It doesn't come by chance. It must be cultivated. It must be nurtured. And it must be fed. That's right. Feed your faith. This is an invitation to embark on a journey of radical belief where faith meets the impossible and transform it into the inevitable. Along the way, you will discover how to deepen your trust in what you cannot see and how to anchor your heart in promises yet to be fulfilled and how to nourish your spirit with kind and faith, and that faith that overcomes every obstacle that's in your way. Believing in the impossible is not a denial of reality. Let's get that clear. It's the bold acknowledgement that there is a higher power and a reality at work. It's the decision to place your trust in the unseen forces of hope, love, and divine purpose, even when everything around you screams that it's hopeless. This kind of faith has shaped the course of history. It empowered us way back. Just the single drop of faith can inspire and move mountains and achieve the unachievable. But here's the truth. The kind of faith doesn't grow in a vacuum. It requires you to be intentional and to nurture it. And it demands you to feed your soul with the right nutrition, truths that uplift you, discipline that strengthens, and action that align with your belief. Just as your physical body cannot thrive on junk food, that's right, I don't want that in my body, your faith cannot flourish on doubt, fear, or negativity. Instead, it needs substance, the kind that comes from meditating on promises, surrounding yourself with encouragement, and stepping out into boldness. So understand that life is not without fear, but life should be with faith. You will see that believing in the unknown and certain of what you cannot see, and having a sense of peace and clarity and being calm, cool, and collected in the midst of challenges, that faith will bring it all together to help you silence the voice of doubt and uncover how much you can accomplish when you cultivate, nurture, and feed your faith. I'm here to tell you, your faith is hungry. It's time to feed your faith. Increase your faith and believe in the impossible. It's time to nurture your faith and watch your inner spirit grow. Increase your mind, your thought process, and renew your strength. You can do all things. Believe in the impossible. Whatever challenges you are facing, it's already been solved. Whatever problem that you have, it's already been solved. Whatever you want to accomplish, it's already done. You have to have faith and believe in yourself and be certain of all of the things that you do not see in the moment. Because things may not come at the time that you want it to come. But believe me, it's all about timing. And it will come at the right time. So don't doubt yourself. Don't lose hope. Have faith. Believe in the uncertain. And be certain of things that you cannot see. Cultivate and feed your faith in 2025. Focus on recognizing the limiting beliefs that stifle your faith. Build a daily practice of feeding your spirit with hope. Embrace setbacks as opportunities for growth and deeper trust. Take courageous steps towards what seems unattainable. Put yourself out there. The world is full of people who settle for what's possible, what's probable. But those are people as well, like yourself, who can create more, who can believe in the things that you cannot see. You were designed to live a life marked by miracles, breakthroughs, and unshakable faith. Believing in the impossible isn't just for dreamers. It's for anyone willing to align their heart with divine possibilities. So I know we unpacked a lot, but you have to have that level of faith. I just want you to remember that faith is not a destination, but a daily choice. So think of your choice on how you are cultivating your faith. The impossible isn't just a lofty goal reserved for the dreamers. It's a reality waiting for those who dare to believe. So I'm glad we are together to take the time to embrace and explore what it means to feed your faith, silence the doubt, and take bold steps towards divine possibilities. Now it's your time to live it out. Believing in the impossible begins with a decision, a choice to trust in a vision greater than your circumstances, to see beyond what's visible, and to act as though the unseen is already unfolding. Every story of triumph, every miracle, and every breakthrough starts with someone who refused to settle for what seemed reasonable. They fed their faith, starved their fear, and pressed on when others would have already walked away. The seeds of faith you've planted through this journey will grow, but only if you continue to nurture them. So remember to speak life. Words have power. Speak words of hope, encouragement, of possibilities over your life and circumstances. Let your declarations align with the promises you're holding on to. Take action. Faith without works is dead. Boldly step out, even when the path ahead seems very unclear. Trust that each small action and act of faith is building towards something greater. You may not see it now, but it's working towards something greater on your behalf. Your future is so bright if only you could believe and have faith outside of what you can see in the current moment. Stay connected. Remember, we talked about that. Surround yourself with a community of faith. Share your journey with others who believe in the impossible and who can encourage you when your strength wavers. So stay connected with like-minded people that uplift you and your spirits. And understand to feed your spirit. Continue to fill your mind and heart with truth. Meditate on promises, engage in prayer, and seek inspiration that strengthens your trust in what's yet to come. And when it comes to faith, please understand that faith is a dynamic force, one that grows as you exercise it. There will be challenges, moments of doubt, and times when the impossible feels out of reach. But it's in the moments that faith shines bright. Remember, faith is not the absence of fear. It's the determination to move forward despite it. You are not alone on this journey. The same power that parted seas, moved mountains, and fulfilled so many promises is available to you. Lean into it. Let it guide you, strengthen you, and propel you into a life that defies limits. This is your time to believe for more. The impossible is not an obstacle. It's an invitation, an opportunity to partner with the divine and step into reality beyond your wildest dreams. Feed your faith daily, and you will find yourself living in fulfillment and focusing on all of the impossible. This journey doesn't have to stop on this podcast. It begins anew every day. So go forth with courage, hope, and unwavering faith. The impossible is waiting for you to believe in it. It exists, and it's all about how you cultivate it. So take the opportunity today to nurture your spirit and feed your faith. Today is the day to cultivate your faith. If you need additional resources on nurturing and cultivating your inner faith, my book, No Fear, Just Faith by Alicia Eads is available in Barnes & Noble. No Fear, Just Faith book is about embracing faith-filled mindset and cultivating a perspective rooted in trust, hope, and positivity, regardless of the circumstances. It's all about your mindset that helps you move through life with resilience, peace, and a sense of purpose, especially when faced with challenges. Having faith often means trusting in something beyond yourself, whether it's believing in the higher power, the universe, or a greater purpose. This perspective allows you to gain control and trust in positive outcomes. If you need additional assistance in cultivating fear and faith, remember, my book, No Fear, Just Faith, by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. So take a moment to reflect. What is something that nourishes your faith? What practices or activities help you connect with something larger than yourself? Thank you for joining me on this episode, you beautiful souls of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, faith is a powerful source of strength, hope, and resilience. By actively feeding your faith, you can navigate life's challenges with greater peace, confidence, and purpose. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.